Okay, today is Daf Mem Tes. We're going to start on the bottom of Mem Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara brings the story down of Tana Rabbanan. Maisei of Bitstuki Echad. It was a Maisei with one Stuki. She Nisei Chalgabe Raglav. He didn't pour the Nisuch HaMayim onto his Beach. I guess the Stukim didn't believe in the Drasha of Nisuch HaMayim. So he poured it out onto his feet. And they got angry at him. V'ragmu kol ha'am be'esrogehem. And the entire nation, they pelted him with their Esrogim. The Oso Hayom Nifkama Karen Mizbeach. And I guess they had, you know, they hit one of the kronos, one of the corners of the Mizbeach, and they caused damage to it. So it wasn't, the Mizbeach wasn't complete anymore. So what they do, they hate, what Rashi is interesting, says Nifka Karen Mizbeach, he says, Al Yidei Avonim Shazarku Bo, through the stones that they threw. He says it through Esrogim. Maybe somebody was throwing stones also. Right? It's an Apikoros, you know, doing Chi of Misa, right? So they throw stones at him. Right? They view Bul Shel Melach, they brought this clump of salt, this satsmuhu, and they plugged up the, you know, they fixed up, they plugged up the dent or the chip in the mizbeach. Lo b'nei hokshav avoda, not because putting that the bol shel melach would now make the mizbeach kosher for do the work. Rashi says lo b'nei shel mizbeach kosher avoda b'stima zo. Why? Ela, so why they do it? El b'nei shel lo yirem mizbeach pogum. That they didn't want the mizbeach to look deficient. Rashi says, "Mizbeach kavod." There's a little bit of kavod to make it look, at least make it look okay. Don't have it. They couldn't fix it. It was yontif, so they couldn't. They couldn't fix it. Shakol mizbeach, because we know the rule is shakol mizbeach. This is the reason why it's not kosher for avodah, because kol mizbeach she'ein lo kevesh doesn't have a ramp. Something's missing on the ramp. It's damaged. Velo karen, which is our case, doesn't have any of the four kronos. Velo yisod, it's missing on the. There's something that's missing and damaged on the bottom. The yisod, we used to pour the blood on it. Below ribua, and for whatever reason it lost its shape, you know, like your tefillin, sometimes that happens, it loses its square shape. Pasul la'avoda, it's no longer mutter, no longer kosher for avoda to for karbanos. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer afa sovev, also the sovev, which is that, you know, point that they walk on, that indentation, you know, almost halfway up on the mizbeach, that also has to be complete. If it's deficient in any way, the mizbeach is a pasul as well. So Rashi says, v'taima am Rav Huna b'shchitas kachim. Right, what's the reason? The Gemara says in Zvachim, Kol Makom Shenemar HaMizbeach. Anytime the Pasuk is describing an aspect of the Mizbeach and uses the words HaMizbeach La'akev, that comes to say that it's conditioned. It has to be such. Right, the Hachi Mashma HaMizbeach, what says HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, Zehu HaMizbeach Ha'asway. Okay, it has to be written, made this way. V'hanach B'kulu K'siv HaMizbeach. In all these cases, it says the word HaMizbeach. It says Al Kronos HaMizbeach. Right? It says, and that's what it says by the Kronos. By the Kevesh, it says Ksiv El Pnei HaMizbeach. Kevesh Panos HaMizbeach. Yisod, it says Al Yisod HaMizbeach. Ribua Ksiv Ribuya HaMizbeach. So all those things are lacking. So that's why putting that clump of salt, yeah, all it did was make it look okay for Yontif, so it doesn't look like, you know, it doesn't look bad. I think it looks bad for the Kohanim, it looks bad for the Mizbeach, but it doesn't make it kosher. So they probably out that day, they couldn't bring Karbanos. And Rav Yossi bar Yehuda Amar Afasovev, Rashi says, because Ma'akwa the Kesover Karkov HaMizbeach, there's a pasuk that says Karkov HaMizbeach, Zehu HaSovev. They think that means the Sovev, and the Rabbanan Smilei Zehu Kior. The Rabbanan didn't know that. Karkov is not the Mizbeach, it's the Kior, so it's not talking about anything on the Mizbeach itself. It's talking Karkov, it means the Kior. Okay. So Amar Rabba bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shitin. So these pipes that went down where they poured the wine and the water on from the Mizbeach, these pipes, Mishisha Shimei Bracious Nivro, they were created at the beginning of time. They've been there since the beginning of time. And Hashem was the one who created them. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Chamuke Yarkecha Kemo Chaloim Masa Yodi. Right, your round thighs, I guess these things are round thighs, are like holes or like pipes. Masay Yodai, they are my creation, right, Hashem says. So, Masay Yodai, that's the pasuk, right? Masay Yodai Aman. Oh, it's, I missed the end of the word. Right, Kamochali Masay Yodai Aman. They're the creators of the craftsmen, creations of the craftsmen. Chamukei Yarkecha, what is those? Elu Hashitin, those are the pipes. Kamochaloyim, what does it mean, like holes? They're open, they go down until the abyss. In the same, this sheet holds that these pipes go all the way till, you know, the center of the earth. Maisa Yedei Aman, they are the creator, they are made by the hands of the craftsman. Zo Maisa Yedei Umunasa Shakadosh Baruch Hu. It's the craftsmanship of Ribbono Shel Olam. Tana Debe Rib Shmo, Tana Debe Rib Shmo says, it says Bereishis, right, Bereishis Bara Lakim, Al Tikri Bereishis, Ela Bara Shis, the one who created the Shiktim. That's the one, that's how you read, that's how you read Bereishis. So these two hold that the Shiktim were created by Kadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of time, right? Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shitin Mechulalin, the Shitin are hollow, the Yardim Ad Tahom, and they go all the way down to Tahom. Shenemar, he quotes a different pasuk, it's a pasuk from Yeshaya. Pasuk says, Ashira Na Lididi, I will sing a song to my beloved, Shiraz Dodi, the Shira of my beloved, the Karmo Kerem Ayal Lididi, Bekaren Ben Shaman. Right, that's what he says. Shiraz David, the Karmo Kerem Ayal Lididi, Bekaren Ben Shaman. And the pasuk continues, that pasuk, it says, Vayizaku, Vayisalkehu, Vayiteu Shurak, Vayiven Migdal Betocho, Vigam Yekev Chatzav Bo. So I'm going to sing a song to my beloved. He had a vineyard, and then he cleared everything away. He made cities, he planted vines, he built a tower right in it, and he also carved out trees or something. So Vayiteu Shurak, he planted something. What's that? Vayiteu Shurak, planted the vine. Zeb Beis HaMikdash, that's the Beis HaMikdash, the drasha. Vayiven Migdal B'socho, and he built a tower in the midst of it. Zeb Mizbeach, that's the Mizbeach, that's the altar. Vigam Yekev Chatzabo, and he made a Yekev that he carved out in there as well. Elu HaShitin, these are the Shitin. That was Korea. But this pasuk is talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos points out that this mandamer does not hold that the Shittim were created from the beginning of time. They were created at the time. They were dug out when they built the Beis HaMikdash. Right, Rashi says, look at Tosos Al Tikri Bereishis, the second last Tosos. He says, Haitana, which is the second Rasha, with Rabbi Yochanan and the first Rasha, Savri Misheshesh Yimei Bereishis Nevro. Aval Idach Tana, our time, we're reading now, the Darish Vigam Yekev Chatziv Lesle, the Mehu Kra Darish Mizbeach V'Shittim L'Mizbeach V'Dei Adam Haiva. It's all going to be created by the hand, by people created that, and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.
But don't we have a mission that says that those, they then dumps into the Kidron? That's all they sold for,
No, that was not that. That was the Nachal that ran through. Wasn't that, there was like that water, there was that waterway that ran through?
Something about the Kidron, I remember.
Yeah, it was the water.
It's this.
I don't think it was this. I think there was, that's something about where the blood ran, there was this waterway that ran through
blood
the, but that's not this. This is going down into, and not going into the waterway.
That was on the side.
That was on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and they put the ashes and the blood.
What?
Nowhere. At the home, to the bottom.
It
goes to the home, it's saying. It goes to the bottom. It goes underneath.
Yeah, I'll find it.
They said somewhere, some archaeologists, that they found it, but where they found it is not where, they found like repositories of like of wine and stuff like that, but what they found is not where we have the Makom, where we think the Makom HaMizbeach is. So this archaeologist has the whole Beis HaMikdash skewed differently. But whatever. Okay. Tanya. I'm a Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says it doesn't go to the he's saying it doesn't go to the Tahom, because he says, Lu Katan Hayaven Kebesh L'Mizbeach. There was like this little doorway between the ramp and the Mizbeach. The Ma'arabo Shel Kebesh on the western side. So if you're facing the Mizbeach, it's on the left, right? The western side of the Mizbeach. But Achash L'Shivim Shana, and once every 70 years, Pirchei Kohuna Yordim L'Sham, the young Kohanim go, squeeze their way through the door and they go down there. Umilaktim Misham Yayin Karush, and they gather all the congealed wine that's down there. Shedome Li'igule Divela, they become like cakes, like these date cakes, right? Ubayin, and they bring it. V'sorfen also B'kedusha, and they burn it in the holy places. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bakodesh Haseich Nesech Shechar L'Hashem. In the Kodesh, you shall anoint the Nesach Shechar L'Hashem. We've got to figure out what that means. But here, Tosos points out, here you're saying that, Rashi points out, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of Rashi. He says, V'hatana, this Tana, Lesle Luhu, Lesle Shayushitim Yordim Atahom. He doesn't have the Shitim going all the way down to, you know, the netherworld, because it's all gathering somewhere down there. V'hachi Amin, like, come on, the Lesle Upoligal Rabbanon. We'll say them later, and we'll say they argue on the Rabbanon, that they just got stuck somewhere down there. But the pasuk they learned it from, that they went down and they burned it, as the pasuk says, "Bakodesh haseich nesek shechar Hashem," which says, "Kishem shenisacho b'kedusha," just like the nisuch, the pouring of it, is done in a makom kadosh, "Kach sreifaso b'kedusha." So to its burning is done in a makom kadosh. The Gemara asks right away, "My mashma, where do you see that from the pasuk that you have to burn this leftover wine in a makom kadosh?" So Amar Avina, Samir says, it's a zereshav, I guess, or a hekesh. Asya kodesh kodesh. It says the word kodesh twice. Pasuk says, Hecha, it says, Ba kodesh haseich nasech, that's where you pour the wine. Uksiv hasam, it says over there, which is somewhere else, Bisarafta es hanosar ba'esh lo yochal ki kodesh hu. So the leftover is burnt in the fire because it's kodesh. And since the wine is kodesh, leftover kodesh is burnt in kodesh, right? Rashi says, "Asik kodesh kodesh." Ikla meimer nami the mitzvahs hotzaso. Okay, k'siv hasam sreifa. Okay, that's the drasha. The Gemara says, "Keman azla ha." According to who does the following? It should be the Tana. It should be the following Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Me'ila, I think. The Tana nisachim. When it comes to the wine libations, bitchila, at the outset, before you pour them, molim behem. Not that you mutton be moel. If you use them, you are chayav for being moel in the with the wine. But yardu l'shitin, once they go down into the pipes, to the shitin, ein molim behem. There's no more adin me'ila. Rashi says, yardu l'shitin ein molim behem, she'em hem eshum sorakavo. There's no purpose for them anymore. So who holds that there's me'ila at the outset, but once they hit the shitin, it is not subject to Me'ila. Lemar Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok. That has to be the last sheet of Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, because he says there's access to the wine. But the Irabanan, according to the Rabbanan, why would you have to say that there's Me'ila? Hanachtuhu l'tahom. They disappear. They go into the abyss. They're gone. So what, there's no Me'ila. You can't access them. They disappear all the way down. The Gemara says, no. Afilu tamer Rabbanan. You can say even Rabbanan is bidi iklat. Rabbanan would say the case is where someone pouring the wine down the shitin, and they put some sort of a cup or basket in there, and it catches it as it goes before it goes down. Still, nevertheless, once you finish doing the pouring and you gather, you cut it after, you catch it afterwards, there's going to be no me'ila on what you catch. Rashi says the iklat im talakli besocha shitin the kivel the ikad amri, and some say no lame on Rabbanan. You can say that this mishnah that says that there is no that the wine is not subject to me'ila. Once it's poured, that it goes according to Rabbanan, we'll hold that the sheetan go to the Tahom. The low Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, and not Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok. The Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, the Rabbi Lazar, if it's talking about Rabbi Lazar, Akati b'kedushu sayu kaimi. They still exist, they're still extant. So they still should be Me'ila, because they get caught in this place. B'kedushu sayu kaimi. The Gemara says, no, I feel team Rabbi Lazar. Even Rabbi Lazar would agree that there's no Me'ila, because there's no concept of doing what you're supposed to do with the Kodesh item, and once you finish doing what you're supposed to do, that still has the Kedusha for Me'ila. Once you've accomplished its purpose, then there's no more Me'ila. That's what he holds. So here, you're right, in a Hanami, that you poured the wine down the Shittim, and now they're collected and gathered in this sort of trapdoor area, but you've finished your usage for them. So it loses its status, and it will no longer be subject to Me'ila.
It still has Kedusha.
I'm not sure. I would say it's. I don't think you can, do terrible things to it, right? So, right. But it's, yeah, exactly. Mara says, "Igadami lema hadukhani yad l'shit emolim rabbanu emolim." Right. Says Rnasim mitzvaso v'nisucho hu ikar mitzvaso. The pouring is the ikar mitzvah. Yeah, I don't think you can treat it with disrespect. You have to treat it appropriately. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says. Bizman she minastin yayin al gabe mizbeach pokekin es hashitin. He says that when they poured the wine on the mizbeach, they would plug up these shitin. They would plug up the holes that they would go down. Lekayim hashenemar to yotze what the pasuk says. Ba kodesh haseich nesach shechal Hashem. Okay. So first Rashi says pokekin es hashitin im nekev. As nekev shavrosh mizbeach shanisachim yordim bol shitin sheyir ayayin alav kegaron malevis savea. So that mizbeach looks like it's a full throat and it's satisfied and satiated. So Amar Rav Papa, Gemara says, so my mashma, What? How did the pasuk Vakurish say? Nesher Chalashem. How does that tell you that? So he says, Amar Papa, Sheikhar Lashon Shasiya. Sheikhar means that drinking. Sheikhar is the Lashon of Shasiya, drinking. Lashon Sviya, of being satiated, and Lashon Shichrus, and the Lashon of being drunk. So write the Lashon Shichrus, Simcha of and Nesicha. So I guess Hasbekorish Sheikhar Lashem. So I guess that's the way you're supposed to look satiated. You're supposed to look filled. You're filled up, so the wine has to overflow onto the mizbeach. So Amar Papa, Papa says Shema Mina. Rabbi says you see from here, Kisava Inish Chamra Migronisava. When the people are satisfied, when the wine satisfies them not in the belly, but in the throat. Okay, and Rashi says Migronisava Al Yedei Shesosehu BeLegimas Gasus. By gulping it down, the garon malei who must be, and having a full throat full of wine, that satisfies you. Below al yedei shesiyah meruba, not that a lot of drinking, shemachis habayam b'meyah, that you put a lot of drinking into insides, al yedei legimos dakos, the imam, it's not like ochlim, shesovei lehem bob milo keres. Food satisfies you in your belly, because wine is satisfying you in your throat. And Amar Rav Papa says, sober rebonon, young tamachachem, the load, is it? No. The lo nefisha lechamra, who doesn't have a lot of wine, ligma gmuye, he should gulp it down. Right? Rava achsa de brachsa agami gmuye, he gulped it down. He said, talking about gulping, Rashi says, b'ligimus gasus, he says, derek svia, that's the way you like it. But that's how Rashi says it. This means that you're supposed to gulp it down. The Maharsha explains it completely the opposite way. The Maharsha says the satisfaction, if it's in the throat, that means you should be drinking it sip by sip. Because there's also a gemara in brachas that says you should drink wine slowly, sip by sip. And Marsha says, the Lule Perusho, had it not been for the Perusha Rashi, Nira Lafarish, I would explain, well, as he actually explains now, right? The Hethech, it's the opposite. The Lekach Pokikin, this is why they close up the holes. Shaloli Ahayayin Holo Kashitin Bepamacha. They don't want the wine flowing down in one shot. Kulo, Kamola Gimagasa, like a big gulp. They don't want it to be gulped. Elashi Pakuk Tsas, it should be a little plugged up. The yelus with shitin ma'at ma'at, it should go down to the shitin slowly, right? Dome kilegima daka, like a small little sip. The rapapanami, this makes sense also. The Gemara says, if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have a lot of wine, he should drink it as a gulp. Rashi says he should drink it as a gulp. Rashi says, no, he should drink it slowly to enjoy it in his throat. He sava in his chamim, migroni sava, the hand of legimas dakos, small sips. Shargon nene vetomi meno harbe pa'amim. Masha inkein legima achas. Usually we pass him. In Dafyomi, hold like Rashi. Rashi makes a little sense here to me. It's like, well, you take it sip by sip. That's the whole idea of having, of closing up the holes, so it looks like it's going down very, very slowly.
Wasn't Rashi a wine merchant?
He was a wine merchant.
So he'd be a
Bokia. Okay. But just because he's a wine merchant in the Middle Ages doesn't mean that what he's saying, what happened in the Beis Hamikdash 1,000, 1,200 years earlier is correct.
This is true.
Okay. Dorish Rava. Rava makes a drasha. Maidik Siv. What does the pasuk mean when it says, there's a pasuk in Shir Shirim? Yeah. Mayafu pa'amayach bina'alim bas nediv. What is how you say that? Mayafu pa'amayach. What is Rashi?
One translation.
What?
One translation.
Yeah.
How lovely are your steps in sandals, the daughter of
the daughter of the prince. Right. How lovely are your sandals, your steps in the prince, in the sandals, daughter of the prince. So Mayafu pa'amosein shal Yisrael. How wonderful, how beautiful are the steps of Bnei Yisrael, the Shasha Olim L'Regel, when they walk up to the Beis HaMidrash on the Leah L'Regel. Bas Nadiv, what does it mean, Bas Nadiv, the daughter of a prince, Bito Shel Avram Avinu, that we're the children of Avram Avinu, Shenikra Nadiv, he's called the prince, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Nidivei Amim Nesvu Im Elokei Avraham, he's the Pasuk of Nadivim, the prince is gathered around with Avraham. So the pasuk of the murder asks, it says, "Okay, Abraham." It says, "Okay, Abraham." Below, "Okay, Yitzchak and Yaakov." What does that mean? He's only the God of Abraham, not the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov. El, "Okay, Abraham." Shaitchil again means the God of Abraham. Talking about all the other nations coming to serve. That Abraham is the example because he's the first one that was Megayer everybody to make them understand the concept of monotheism. Fine. The Tana the Bay Rav Anan, Ma'idik Seir. The pasuk we had said before, Chamuke Yarkecha. Right, the hidden things of your thighs. Rashi Chamukei Yarkecha says Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Kiyerech. Why are the words of Torah compared to the thigh? Right, Lomer Lecha to teach you My yarech b'seiser, just like the inner your inner thigh is hidden when you walk. Ap divrei Torah b'seiser. So too divrei Torah b'seiser. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Chamukei yerkecha, hanistarim ki yarech, shekavara Torah b'tzina. Kavara Torah should be b'tzina. Lolias yoshev v'shoneh v'gobar shalir. Don't start giving shiurim on the top of the city, on the height of the city. The lowly shanas of Talmid of Bashuk, don't teach your Talmidim in the marketplace. It should be taught in an appropriate, more sanua, private area. Lahainu the Amar of Elazar is what Elazar says. My Nixi, the Pasuk says, He gave lecha Adam matov umahu shen. This is, we say this in which Haftorah? I forgot. Matov umahu shem doresh mecha. What does Hashem want from you? He masos mishvas to do justice, sos mishvah to do justice, va'avos chesed and to love righteousness, va'tznei lekeh elokecha, to walk humbly with Hashem. Asos mishvah to do mishvah is a din, that's judgment. Avos chesed, zo gemilus chasadim. Hatznei lekeh to do things in elokecha, zo hotzos hameis v'achnosas kala l'chupa. That's taking out a body to be buried, and taking the kala for l'chupa. Rashi says, hotzos hameis v'achnosas kala, Tiksiv Bahu Lekes Tov Batubahu Lekes. It says by Levaya and Achnasas Kala the words Lekes, because it says Tova Lekes El Beis Ovel Mi Lekes El Beis Mishteh. It's ready to go to the house of the mourners, which says the Koheles. Ap Sham Sarich Hatzneya. Right, so to there you need to have Tznius. Liso B'mina Na'a. Should be such a crazy wedding, right? To smoke B'mina Na'a and to celebrate, you know, appropriately. And don't become so lightheaded. Right? There's a certain way that you're supposed to be to behave. And it's the same thing also when it comes to going out with picking a mace. You shouldn't be screaming and wailing. You should be supposed to be done with some kavod and respect. And then he says, if you have to support the funeral of a poor person or the wedding of a poor person, if you do a bitzina, below lema kame man delo yodi de avdi kain. You shouldn't tell everybody what I did. You know, it's like, I don't have a plaque, right? Give the tzedakah in tznius. Okay. So the Marla goes back and he says, "Balot dvarim kal b'chomer." It's a kal b'chomer. Umad dvarim shedarkon lasos b'farhesia. Things, right, that you're supposed to do in public, like a levaya and a wedding. Nevertheless, amra Torah hatznei lekes. The Torah says you should do it quietly and in b'tzanua. Dvarim shedarkon lasos b'sina. Things that you typically do with sinna, like Rashi says, kigon staka hanatinas la'ani b'seiser, right? Al achas kamakama, you're supposed to do with sneus. Like the idea is of trying to keep your mitzvahs and keep your chesed bit sneus, right? He says, kigon staka hanatinas la'ani b'seiser, ain't sarcho dila shum adam, masha ain't came to mace ubekal, if he's achim is asking behind the yodi, my tia, mishal me. Okay, so that's what he says that he's supposed to be with sneus. So Amar Rav Elazar, says, gadol. Ha'oset staka. Greater is the person who does staka. Yosem mikol karbanos. It's worth more than bringing all the karbanos. Why? Shneamar. The pasuk says, "Oset staka u'mishpat." If he does staka and mishpat, nivchar la'Hashem mizbeach. Chosen to Hashem more than the mizbeach. The Gemara just says if you do staka, but the pasuk talks about staka and mishpat. But maybe staka and mishpat are the same thing, right? Because the root of staka is that tzedek. It's the right thing to do. I forgot who says it. Or Chaim or Tuyakar says that why it's stuck on like mishpat. Stucka means is when you have extra, it doesn't belong to you. Because Baruch Hu gave you the extra, the more than you need, because it belongs to somebody else. It just was misplaced and put in your hand, so you have to then give it to somebody else. I think it's Or Chaim. Let me find out where. Okay. Oh, said stucka mishpat nifal shem zbeach. Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says gedola gemilas chasadim yosem stucka doing good deeds in gemilas chasadim. That's greater than staka. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Ziru lachem staka." You plant with staka, the kitzru lefi chesed, and you reap and you gather with the chesed. So, planting is not so is there's a suffix. I mean, you plant something, it's not for sure it's going to grow. That's what it says. Im adam zoreya, if a person plants suffix ochel suffix eno ochel. There's doubt of whether a lot has to happen. It has to rain. It has to grow. All these things have to happen in order for you to reap the benefit of your planting. But kotzer, once you reap, vaday ochel, you have it in your hands, you're definitely going to eat. So he's saying that, so chesed is at the eating part. It's much more tztaka, it's a doubt. I think maybe stuck, and maybe it's doubtful because sometimes the person you give it to may not be the person who needs it. I don't know. The Amar Rav Lazar says, "Ein hatzdaka mishtalemes ela lefi chesed sheva." So tzedakah is not complete except for the chesed that's within it. What does that mean? So Rashi says, in the first wide line, "Ela fi gemilas chasadim sheva." Hanesina hi hatzdaka. Giving is just the act. Giving is like a little brisker here. The act is just giving, but hatoreach, the intent behind it, hu achesed. Kemo molicha leveso o torach shetala lo harbe. It's very easy to just take out a dollar and just throw it in the person's face. There's a way of actually giving it. So the tzedakah is just the tzedakah, the mitzvah of the tzedakah is not complete. It all depends upon the intent and the toreach and the that you had to deal with in order to get to that point. I thought also maybe for some people, giving $100 is not a lot. It's not for them. It's not a big tircha. For other people, giving $1 is a big tircha. I'm not saying either from wealth or from just from the character traits. So that maybe it all depends on what your intent is when you give that tzedakah. Okay. Anyway, so he says, "Ain tzedakah mishtamelas el b'chesed sheva," because he quotes the same passage. Shneimar zeru lechem tzedakah. You plant with tzedakah. The kitzur with chesed, but the gathering, right? The schar that you gather is all dependent on the chesed. Tana rabbanan b'shlosha dvarim gedola gemilas chasadim yoser min tzedakah. In three ways is gemilas chasadim. Right, acting kind towards people is greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah b'mamono, tzedakah is only with your money. You can do kind acts. It's also not just your money; it's also using your body. Tzedakah laniyim, tzedakah is only given to poor people. You can do even to wealthy people. You can do something righteous. And tzedakah l'chayim, tzedakah is only given to those that are alive. Gemilas chasadim is bein l'chayim bein l'mesim. Right, the ultimate gemilas chasadim is taking care of Leviat, right?
Yeah,
taking care of a mace, right? The Amar of Elazar, Elazar says, "Kol ha'oset staka u'mishpat, whoever gives staka and does judgment, ki ilu mile kol om kulu chesed," as if he's filled the entire world with chesed. Shnei Amar, the pasuk says, "Oed staka u'mishpat, chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz." If you do staka u'mishpat, the righteousness of God fills the earth. So Shema, and this I'm a little confused here. Shema Tomar Kol Haval Likpots Kopates. Maybe we'll say anybody who jumps at the opportunity, I guess, to do tzedakah. Rashi says, Shema Kol Haval Likpots Vilaso Tzedakah V'Chesed Kopates. He could jump and do it. Umaspikin Umamtziyim Lo Anoshim Mugan L'Kach. Maybe you would think that anybody who wants to do good deeds and wants to give tzedakah, anyone who wants to, he'll find the person to give it to. But L'Kach Kamalom, that's what the Gemara says. Tamalomar, Mayarka, what Pasuk says, Pasuk is, Mayarka Chasaka Lokim, Uvne Adam, Bitzok Nafecha Yecheseyun, right, which means what? Rashi says, Lachain Tamalomar, Mayakar, Sarach Latit Lev, Vilitroach, Vilidop Achareha. You have to chase after doing the right thing. Lefisha Ein Mitsuya Tamil Liskos Balim Uganim. It's not always when you try to give tzedakah or give to gemilas chasadim, are the people that you're giving it to the right people? Sometimes there are people who are tricking you, and they're just demanding tzedakah when they don't necessarily need it. Right. But the Gemara then, so it's not so simple that every time you give tzedakah, it's going to be to the right place. Right? Shema tomar kol ba'likot kolpoitz kamamai or kachas chalakim. Yochel af yiri shemayim kain. Oh, maybe someone's yiri shemayim also will have difficulty finding the right recipient. Tamid lomar v'chesed Hashem may olam v'adolam al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem is across the world for those who fear Him. Then Hashem makes it that if you're a righteous individual, when you give tzedakah, you can do chesed, you're going to find the appropriate recipient. Amar Rav Chama bar Papa, Rav Chama bar Papa says, kol adam sheyish alav chayin. When anyone has this, how does he translate chayin?
Grace.
Kol adam sheyish alav chayin v'yaduah sheyir shemayim. You know that he's a Yirah Shemayim, Shneemar, Chesed Hashem Me'olam, V'Adolam, Al Yirayav. Avamar V'Lazar, Mai Diksiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says in Eishes Chayil, Ki HaPascha B'Chachma, her mouth opens with wisdom, V'Torah Chesed HaLashona, and the Torah of Chesed is on her tongue. What do you mean Torah Chesed? V'Chi Yish Torah Shal Chesed, V'Yish Torah Shal Enoch Shal Chesed? What does it mean the Torah of Chesed? So there's a Torah of Chesed, and there's another Torah that's not of Chesed, all Torah is Chesed. Ella, rather, you say, Torah lishma, if you learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah, whatever that means, zoi Torah shel chesed. That's a Torah shel chesed. Shelo lishma, zoi Torah shein shel chesed. It's not lishma, it's not Torah of chesed. Ika de Amri, some say as follows, Torah l'lam, what? I don't know. It's a righteous, learning it the right way. That's what I think. How does he translate it?
But that's not what lishma means.
Lishma means different things. You have to, there's a whole machlokas about what lishma is.
He's learning not the just reward, I guess.
I don't know.
Why is that called chesed?
It says...
You?
What does it mean chesed? Chesed means kindness. What does that mean?
It's that you're learning the Torah to teach others.
That's the next one.
That's the next one.
That's the next one. Right. The Ika the Army, Torah Lulamda, Torah to teach. Zoe to...
Doing something without any reward.
Right, but he asked, what does that mean?
Yeah. Right, if you learn Torah in order to receive a reward, yeah. It's not a Torah of kindness. Yeah.
That's why it's called chesed. That's why it's called chesed shalom.
Yeah.
You're not getting a reward, nobody's paying you back. Right.
Why learn Torah? Why learn any mitzvah? I don't understand.
If you do it because of the love of Hashem, then it's a Torah of kindness.
Every mitzvah is like that. Tzitzis is a chesed. And doing tzitzis not to get reward. Doing tzitzis because it's a commandment of Hashem. Yeah. Why is Torah I don't understand.
Well, if you're learning it to get a reward. I mean, in another place it says if you say, I'm not interested in learning
Hilchos Tzitzis because it's not relevant to me.
There are mitzvahs like that.
Right, but then it's...
In another place it talks about learning for other reasons, like...
I know,
to be... You want to find a...
Right, I understand.
The question remains unanswered.
This was the last one. Ika the Amri Torah Lalamda. What does that mean? Torah Lalamda. If you learn Torah in order to teach others, Zoe Torah Shal Chesed, Shalom Nanda. If you learn Torah not to teach others, Zoe Torah Shal Chesed. That one's okay with Menachem?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. So we'll stop here when Menachem's happy. All right. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you. Nice.